Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Tony Saldana, the president of Transformant, a consulting firm specializing in assisting organizations through digital transformations. He is an advisor to boards and CEOs on digital transformation, a sought-after speaker, and a globally awarded industry thought leader. And his new book is Why Digital Transformations Fail, The Surprising Disciplines of How to Take Off and Stay Ahead. Mr. Saldana, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you very much, Eric. Very nice to be on the show.
And certainly our pleasure to have you with us, and thanks for your time. So I understand you've had an interesting journey living on different continents and managing a multi-billion dollar global operation over three decades. Quite impressive. What made you want to write a book now?
It was really two things. And yes, you're right. I've had an interesting life so far with Procter & Gamble, running, internal business operations and IT in all of the continents. And the two things that really drove me, one is I've always liked writing. I haven't done any or much of that in recent times while I worked at P&G. But, in the college, when I was in college and so on and so forth. And then the second thing was as I ran through my career, it became very evident to me that this issue of digital transformation wasn't just a corporate problem or a technology problem or an IT problem. It was a problem for anybody, every human being on earth, whether you were a new hire or a college student or a grandmother or a CEO. The second thing that struck me was that, for something that's important, we seem to be making the same mistakes over and over and over again. And so 70% of all of these quote-unquote transformation efforts fail for very simple checklistable reasons. And so I said, heck, let's bring my two capabilities together and see what happens.
And that certainly was a good move on your part. Now, your book is titled Why Digital Transformations Fail. Wouldn't it be better to talk about how to make them successful? Obviously not trying to provoke you there.
You're precisely right. And this is where I have to acknowledge that the title can actually lead people astray. So the title says Why They Fail. But what really the book is all about is how to make sure that your digital transformation does not fail. Because what it is it takes this very complex, technical, geeky topic of digital transformation and boils it down to checklist simple steps to make digital transformation successfully. And what I have done is I have borrowed liberally from my own experience and interest in the airline industry, which uses, pre-flight checklists and so on and so forth, to create a set of checklists to make your transformation successful.
Good stuff and good response as well. Now, we are indeed in the midst of the fourth industrial revolution caused by digital technology disrupting the way entire industries are run. How should small and medium-sized businesses be thinking about all this? And is this an opportunity or a threat to them? What's your thought there?
It is an opportunity of absolutely historic proportions. So I say that even as I have spun up two new startups of my own. The fact of the matter is that when you are in the midst of an industrial revolution, whether it was the first, second, third, steam engines, electricity, or the internet, or now digital, you just need two things. One is a very, very bold vision. And some amount of capability. And then secondly, agility to learn and agility to pivot. This is really where small businesses come in. So this David versus Goliath phenomena is what predominates in industrial revolution. And you can see this over and over and over again. I mean, not just in terms of the, you know, the unicorns that are spinning up faster than you can say unicorn, but, you know, also the failure of very, very large companies or the struggles, you know, all the way from our famous icons of GE and Sears and, you know, so on and so forth, AOL, even, you know, relatively new technology companies, HP and IBM. But, you know, you can see for each one of those, there's quite literally hundreds of startups that are starting to really, really take off. And so I do a lot of work with the Fortune 100 companies, but I do an equal amount of work with startups and medium enterprises because that's exciting. They have the ability to do this, make quick decisions, you know, make things happen in their company. And if they do that, this is an opportunity of, as I said, historic proportions.
It certainly is great to have you with us to cover this and really some good information so far today. We're joined by Mr. Tony Saldana, the author of his new book called Why Digital Transformations Fail, The Surprising Disciplines of How to Take Off and Stay Ahead, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Saldana, how can small businesses which don't have the resources to hire expensive artificial intelligence experts cope with digital giants like, say, Amazon, who do?
Oh, another great question, Eric. I think it's relatively simple. The good thing is that, you know, there's also this availability of resources on demand, and you can literally go to, you know, places like Cal and hire data scientists of the same Amazon caliber and have them work part-time for you, right? The good thing about startups is that, you know, they don't need to directly compete with Amazon. What they need to do is understand their own strengths. So if they happen to be a small retailer, you know, maybe their strengths are in the amazing relationships they have with their consumer, or they have a relationship with their consumer and they have a side business on auto mechanic kind of stuff, right? And then what they have to do is leverage their strengths, bring in, and it doesn't have to be full-time employment, some capability to help them get started, and then keep learning and investing a fraction of the size of the business to keep transforming themselves.
Now tell us, should small businesses, which are simpler than large companies and even grow much faster than them, worry about digital disruption?
They do need to. It's actually funny. I mean, we had a book signing event in my hometown in Cincinnati 2 days ago, and one of the gentlemen in the audience said, hey, you know, MapQuest was a big disruptor just, you know, I guess not a few years ago, but, you know, a decade or so ago. And now he said, I went on MapQuest, and it was a terrible experience, and they're irrelevant, and the answer is absolutely true. So the unfortunate thing is that, you know, you don't need to be necessarily old age or legacy in terms of your business model. You can be a new business, and you can still be disrupted. And that's one of the reasons why, in the framework that I propose that every business, small, medium, or large, should set up the goal of digital becoming the living DNA of the way the business operates, because a one-time digital transformation is meaningless. It's your ability to keep evolving that is key.
Yeah, thanks for your thoughts there. Now, if you don't mind, share real-life examples from your work at P&G on how you were able to use digital technologies to disrupt the way its internal operations are run. That would be much appreciated.
Oh, absolutely. Would be happy to. So, you know, as I mentioned, I worked in Global Business Services and IT, which is more about internal operations, not about selling externally or about, you know, smarter products. So, you know, let's take some very, very traditional examples. Let's take something as mundane as accounts receivables. Within accounts receivables, I mean, large companies have quite literally hundreds of people across the world that work in accounts receivables claims management. So you expected to get a check for $100 from Walmart, you got $90, and then you have the two organizations, Walmart and, let's say, P&G or whoever, who have their AR, accounts receivables, and AP, accounts payables, people try and figure out what happened, right? And this is a data problem, so we actually came up with an algorithm that had the ability in real time, with more accuracy than human, even as that claim was coming in to determine whether this was valid or not, right? So that's one example, you know, and you could do the same, for example, for procurement. You know, if you wanted to buy resin in the open market, you may have one supplier or two, but, you know, the ability to buy on the spot market, the ability to figure out even if your supplier is being consistent with the terms and conditions that you sold, I mean, all of that is impossible for humans to keep up with, and AI can do that. Call centers is another area, you know, instead of having call center agents spend 90% of their time on questions like, can you spell your name for me or your address or what the problem is, and then, you know, not spend enough time in emotionally bonding with the caller. We had AI algorithms that did voice-to-text. Even as the call came in, it put in much of the information that's necessary in the system, and then it even took the issue, you know, let's say I have a leaky diaper, what do I do for my baby, and crafted the most appropriate answer for the agent to give you, right? So there's so many ways in which this technology applies.
Mr. Saldana, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on the program. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
I'd like to leave with two messages. One is, as I said earlier, digital disruption, digital transformation is quite honestly an opportunity of historic proportions. The mindset, the open mindset to make it work for you is what is going to distinguish the exponential winners from the exponential losers. And then the second message I'd like to leave to people is that, you know, it's been made into a little bit of buzzword, geeky, complex topics by salespeople that want to sell software, hardware. It really doesn't have to be. I mean, it is quite literally checklist simple. So I hope people grab onto the opportunity, and I hope they educate themselves to actually get to the simple checklists that are necessary. Again, thank you very much for the opportunity to speak with your audience, Eric.
And of course, you're more than welcome. Really great to have had you out. If listeners wanted to get more information on your book or yourself, where's the best place online to get further details?
So the book is available, all formats, audio, PDF, so on and so forth, Amazon, every bookstore. My own, I will give your listeners my own email address. So Tonys, T-O-N-Y-S, at transformant.io. Transformant is one word, so the word transform and the insect ant mushed together. And then online, www.transformant.io.
Well, that certainly does work. And again, Mr. Saldana, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you, Eric. Wish you and your listeners the same.
Once again, we've been speaking with Tony Saldana, the president of Transformant, a consulting firm specializing in assisting organizations through digital transformations. He's also the author of Why Digital Transformations Fail, The Surprising Disciplines of How to Take Off and Stay Ahead. And for all the details, visit whydigitaltransformationsfail.com or transformant.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.